This Bible is unique in the whole Bible.
这一段圣经就在箴言书第八章里面。
This is to be found in Proverbs chapter 8.
箴言书八章十二节到箴言八章第三十节。
From verse 12 to verse 30.
我们看见智慧自己介绍自己。
And wisdom introduced himself.
智慧自己启示自己。
He revealed himself.
智慧以自我是。 由的这个人称来宣告自己。
And wisdom declared of himself from a first person.
我们大家一同打开箴言第八章。
Let us turn to Proverbs chapter 8.
我们从第十二节开始来读。
Let us read from verse 12 onwards.
我们轮流读，我读第十二节，你们读第十三节，一直读下去。
Let's have responsive reading from verse 12 onwards.
箴言第八章。
Proverbs chapter 12, 8.
智慧怎么讲话呢？我智慧以灵明为居所。 又循着知识和谋略，敬畏耶和华，在乎恨恶邪恶，那骄傲、狂妄并恶道以及拐谬的口，都是为我所恨恶。我有谋略和真知识，我乃聪明，我有能力。帝王借我做王位，君王借我定公平，王子和首领，世上一切的审判官。 都是借我掌权，爱我的，我也爱他。恳切寻求我的，必寻得见。丰富尊贵在我，恒久的财，并公义也在我。我的果实胜过黄金，强如金金。我的出产超乎高银。我的公义的道上走，在公平的路上行，使爱我的承受财货，并充满他们的富足。
在这一段圣经给我们看见，智慧是谁？智慧是什么？智慧有怎么样的动力和影响？ And what kind of influence does wisdom have?
在这里说，我智慧。
Here it says, I wisdom.
它不是人找的。It's
not sought after.
不是人想的。It's
not thought by man.
向人启示自我的那一位。
But he is the person who self-revealed himself.
我们在英文里面有一句成语。
In English, there's a proverb.
叫做 knowledge is power.
就是智慧就是能力，这个知识就是能力。And this knowledge is power.
这句话不是人想出来的。And
this is not from man actually.
这句话就记在箴言这一段的里面。And
this is found in Proverbs.
他说：“我有尊荣，我有能力。”I
possess knowledge and discretion.
我就是知识。I
am wisdom.
所以这里智慧呢，把自己显明出来的时候。So
when wisdom reveals himself,
他说：“我以灵明为我的居所。”He
says that I have spiritual. I dwell together with prudence.
I dwell in the spiritual and together with prudence. 这样的灵明作为的居所。
I dwell together with prudence.
我是有谋略的。
I possess knowledge.
我是有知识的。
I also have knowledge.
我是有能力的。
I have power.
君王若没有智慧，坐不上高位。
If the king does not have wisdom, they cannot reign on high.
有权柄的没有智慧，不能定公平。
And a person with authority without wisdom cannot be fair.
世界的王子、首领、一切的审判官，都借着我才能掌权。
By king, by me, kings reign and rulers make laws that are just.
所以这里的智慧不是想出来的理论。
And this is not product of our reasoning.
这里的智慧是生命的公义。
And this is the justice of life.
是智慧和谋略。
And this is the discretion of knowledge.
生命的能力,
it's the power of life.
这个智慧使人得着真正的谦顺,
and wisdom gives us true authority and humility.
因为智慧恨恶骄傲,
because wisdom hates the pride.
恨恶狂妄,
and it hates arrogance.
有智慧的就有了一切的一切了,
and those who have wisdom have everything.
那么这里所讲的智慧怎么会跟人自己讲话?
How is it possible that wisdom spoke to us himself?
这圣经书里面的智慧为什么不像第一到第七章、第九到最后一章所讲的，是背书说出来的一种智慧？
Why is the wisdom different from the first seven chapters and the other chapters?
它不是背书说的智慧。
They are not. It's not a product of our understanding.
它是主动启示的智慧。
But a wisdom that actively reveals himself.
是背说话的智慧。
A wisdom that spoke.
你还记得我们希伯来书第一章第一节第一讲就是说话的上帝。
If you recall the first chapter of Hebrew, the first time we spoke, it is a God that spoke to us.
神在各样的哲学里面是被想出来的理论。
And in other philosophies, God is a product of their understanding.
神在圣经里面是主动。
But in the Bible, God Himself spoke to us, the highest authority.
And the wisdom
in the eighth proverb, in the chapter of Proverbs spoke to us in the same
way.
I wisdom.
我使你们得的聪明,
I give you knowledge.
我给你们的知识,
I give you wisdom.
我给你们的谋略,
I give you discretion.
我使你们的公义,
I help you to have justice. I give you authority to rule.
这是很奇妙的一个字书,
and this is a very miraculous
self-introduction.
不但如此,
not only that,
from verse 22 onwards,
智慧与上帝创造的万有接连在一起,
wisdom is joined together with the creation of God. This verse is more important than verse 12 to
21.
I want to read it slowly for you. I want you to think about the wisdom behind all these
words.我再以他那里为公司，人人为他所喜爱，常常在他面前踊跃，踊跃在他为人预备可住之地，也喜悦住在人间。我们大家从第三十节念到三十一节。
There are no other Bible verses that are like this. There is no such clear explanation with regard to the wisdom.
这是全本旧约里面智慧被描写的时候以自我启示的方式出现唯一的一处圣经。
This is the only place in the whole Old Testament where wisdom spoke as the first person.
那么第十二节一直到二十一节,
from verse 12 to verse 21,
我们看见智慧里面有谋略，有聪明，有智慧，有能力，有公义。
We see that wisdom has knowledge, discretion, power, and justice.
但是22节开始的时候,
but from verse 22 onwards,
这个智慧竟然介绍自己是谁呢?
The wisdom introduced himself.
他是上帝创造万有的工程师。
He introduced himself as the architect for the creation of all things by God.
The architect of God's creature in the universe. 整个宇宙被造的时候，他是工程师。
When the universe was created, he was the architect.
怪不得你看见没有比神所造的更美的、最好的东西在宇宙中间。
So therefore, you see that in the universe, there's not a single thing that's created that is better than what God created.
人造蒸汽机。
When we make the steam engine,
浪费的热能大概60%以上。
We waste about 60% of the energy.
但是神所造的东西,
but that which has been created by God,
里面的有效率是差不多100%。
The efficiency is about 100%.
你看见鸟用很少的力量就可以飞过太平洋。
You see that the birds can fly across the Pacific Ocean with a little bit of strength.
飞机要挖几十吨的汽油才能够维持它们的飞机。
Whereas the aeroplane has to spend tons of fuel just to fly across.
苍蝇落地的时候，咻就下来，比直升机快几百倍。
And the fly can land much faster than the helicopter.
最新的飞机飞下来需要2-3公里的跑道才能停下来。
The most advanced aeroplane will need about 2-3 kilometers in order to land.
你看苍蝇比喷射机更伟大吗？
But the fly is better than a
plane. 就停下来了。
And it just land.
就跑掉了。
It just flew away.
它不需要跑道。
It doesn't need a runway.
它如果需要跑道，你早就把它抓到了。
Because if the fly need a runway, you have captured.
这里面是有什么呢？
So what is within
here? Total efficiency of the creature of the God in wisdom. 我们一样一样的讲嘛,
if I explain one by one,
你一定兴趣都不要回家去,
you are very interested, you won't go
home. 但我们的时间是不够的,
but we are limited in time.
我们的体力是有限的,
and physically we are limited.
我只能今天给你讲一些一点点的,
I can only explain a little bit to you.
我不需要从被造界的奇妙来证明上帝的存在,
I don't have to prove the existence of God through the miracles we see in life.
因为这个不是归正神学的副教方法,
and this is not the apologetics from Reform theology.
This is not the apologetic method in Reform theology. 今天有一些神学人还不懂这个东西,
a lot of seminary does not understand this.
有的人还在看一本书叫做天正代办,
some people look at books that try to explain apologetics.
我一大堆证据, 盼望你罪人罪的判断, 这个对不对?
And many people use methods and try to use ways to prove.
把真理交给罪人去判断, 这个已经错了啊。
It is wrong in the first place to ask the sinners to judge the truth.
一定要把罪人抓来给上帝审判才对。
The other way around is to get the sinners to be judged by God.
怎么把上帝的真理抓来给罪人去判断?
How can you get the truth of God to give it to the sinners to judge?
罪人的理性已经有, 罪的罪人怎么能判断什么是真理什么不是真理?
The reasoning power of the sinners has already been stained by sin.
这本书里面有很多很好很好的材料,
books like that, although they have many good contents,
整个基本的方法论原则是错的,
but the methodology was wrong in the beginning,
因为他不明白归正神学的原理,
because he does not understand the principle of Reformed
theology. 我告诉你我们这个解经是归正解经讲座,
and this exposition is based on Reformed theology.
我是用整大套的归正神学的原则来解圣经,
and I explain the Bible through Reformed understanding.
那么你说这归正神学这些原则哪里来的呢?
Where is this where did all these principles came from?
这是从全本圣经总归纳才归纳出来的,
and this is summarized from the entire Bible.
所以从圣经归出原则, 再用总原则解经, 就不是以圣经解圣经解, 已经解经还有很多的毛病在,
and there's a lot of problem when you use the Bible to explain the Bible without understanding the entire principles.
我现在顺便提到方法论的问题,
let me talk about methodology,
但我不要讲太多,
but I don't want to spend too much time here.
不需要用上帝造的东西来证明上帝的存在,
I do not have to prove the existence of God using the things that God has created.
反过来归正神学是因为神存在, 所以他造了这样多奇妙的东西。
In Reformed theology, the first cause is God, therefore he created all things.
所以不是用被造之物来证明或来推论神是存在,
so you do not prove the existence of God from the created world.
乃是因为信仰中间知道神存在所以造了这么多奇妙的东西。
But in faith, we believe that God exists first, therefore he created all wonderful things.
所以从方法论来说不是人本的是神本的。
So the methodology is not anthropocentric, but God-centric.
如果你真正听清楚这些解经,你就比许多糊里糊涂的神学院毕业出来学生更聪明。
If you understand this, you will be better than many graduates from seminaries who are all confused.
你的许多神学生不过求学分,不是求真理,所以读完了一些学分,他毕业了,所懂得还是很少。
Because many of them just seek after credit hours, they are not going after the truth.
我相信如果用20个钟头教课,你就可以拿几个学分了,但我要用大概几百个钟头才能把一本西班牙书讲完,你问你应该得多少学分呢?
With a few hours of studying, you have some credit hours, but we're going to spend hundreds of hours on Hebrews.
但我们的解经没有给你学分,
but our Bible exposition does not credit hours for you.
我们建立一批不为学分而求真理真正的基督徒。
Because we want to establish true Christians who are not looking for credit hours.
所以很多人听我讲到以后再听别人讲的很难听下去。
So sometimes it's very difficult for some of us who after listening to me, they want to listen to other people.
因为他对真理的解释的要求更严谨了。
Because they have demand even greater explanation towards the truth.
怪不得很多人很讨厌我。
So many people hate me.
越多人讨厌我的时候就证明越多人喜欢我。
But the more people who hate me, it means that more people like me as well.
我就把这些东西当作没有重要了。
But I think that all these are not important.
神的创造是充满奥妙,
the creation of God is full of marvel.
因为神是以智慧来创造万物,
because God created all things through wisdom.
万有就充满了神的智慧,
so all things contain within itself the wisdom of God.
我再说不是用万有来证明神存在,
again let me say that I'm not using all things to prove the existence of God.
神存在不需要证明,
because the existence of God is beyond proving.
证据也没有资格来证明这伟大的神,
evidence does not qualify to prove God.
但神显明不是人证明,
it is God who reveal, not we who prove.
这是圣经用的方法论,
This is the methodology of the Bible.
圣经中的名词,
These are the words of the Bible.
上帝已经显明在他所造的万有中间,
God is revealed within the created world. And so by the created world, we have no excuse. Because the eternity and the essence of God is already shown within
ourselves.
So this is not evidential apologetics.
不是用证明的方法去把上帝推论出来,
it is not that we prove God through proving.
是显明的方法,
but we know the existence of God because he revealed himself to us.
这个原则在罗马书第一章19-20节里面,
this principle is found in, first, in Romans
这一位自己显明的神,
this God who self-revealed,
是创造万有有智慧的神,
is a God who created all things and is with wisdom.
他用智慧创造万有,
with wisdom he created all things.
万有里面充满智慧,
and so all things have wisdom.
他用智慧创造万有,
he used wisdom to create all things.
这个智慧就是耶稣基督,
and this wisdom is Jesus Christ.
基督自我显明的时候,
when Jesus revealed himself to us,
他才感觉我就是真理,
he said, I am the truth. I am the way. And I am the life.
基督就是神的智慧,
and Christ is the wisdom of God.
在这个箴言第8章22节开始,
from the 22nd verse of chapter 8 of Proverbs,
结果看见智慧自我宣布他是上帝创造万有的工程师,
we see here that wisdom declares himself as the architect that God used to create all things.
一个好的建筑,
a good building,
一定有伟大的设计的构想在里面,
surely have a very great thinking and design.
你要建一个大的礼拜堂,
if you want to build a big church,
你不能不顾每个地方看得见看不见讲员,
you must take care of where everybody can see.
所以讲台的高度是有设计的,
and there's a design towards the height of the pulpit.
你不能不顾所有的材料回音怎么样的力量,
you must take care of the acoustics.
所以回音的果效是有设计的,
echoing is also, there's a design.
你不能不顾光线从哪里来,
you must also take care of the lights.
所以光的效用是有设计的,
and so there's also design in lighting.
如果这个礼拜上所有的光都从后面射到你那里去,
if all the lighting came from behind us,
那么你就整天眼睛摸得很辛苦, 结果听不见道理,
and you will be very tired and you will not listen properly.
那么我就在光的前面, 所以我的面就黑黑的, 我的背后亮得不得了,
and my face will be darkened because the light is behind me.
这speaker应该放在什么地方,
the placement of the speaker,
为什么要斜一点做度,
why do you have to tilt it a little
bit, 为什么前面的斜度跟后面的不一样,
why is the tilting different from the front and the
back, 都有智慧在里面,
there is wisdom in all this.
那你知道我们的身体充满智慧吗,
our body is filled with wisdom as well.
你知道这天体的运动充满智慧吗?
The constellation is filled with wisdom.
你知道大地的根基充满智慧吗?
The foundation of the earth is filled with wisdom.
你知道整个宇宙充满智慧吗?
The whole cosmos is filled with wisdom.
上帝论到圣子就说,
and so when God spoke about the Son,
你立了大地的根基,
you laid the foundations of the earth.
天也是你所造的,
and heavens are the work of
your hands. 这样你可以在天地里面找到耶稣基督的智慧的奇妙设计,
so within heaven and earth you can see the marvelous creation and wisdom of Jesus Christ.
因为他是天地万物的工程师,
because he's the architect of the entire cosmos.
我对工程学很有兴趣,
I'm very interested in architectural design.
我对设计学很有兴趣,
I'm also interested in construction.
我自己设计了几间很大的礼拜堂,
I've designed a few big churches.
有一间最大的还没有建起来, 我已经设计完了,
and there's a big one that has not built yet.
建起来的时候正堂可以坐3500人, 副堂可以坐1200人,
after it's finished, the main hall can seat 3,500 and the side hall 1,200.
必要的时候, lobby 可以再加1,500个座位.
If necessary, we can add another 1,500 seats.
所以6,000多人可以同时聚会.
And 6,000 people can worship.
每个角度都要看得清楚.
Every angle, they will be a seat.
每个座位都要听得清楚.
Every seat, they will hear properly.
这就要花多少的心血把它设计起来.
You've got to think very carefully in the design.
一个好的设计,
because a good design,
好的工程,
a good architect,
需要很多的智慧在里面.
Requires great wisdom.
这是我们普通的人没有注意到,
this is something which common people do not understand.
最伟大的设计是谁呢?
What about the greatest architect?
就是神的智慧.
The greatest architect is the wisdom of God.
神的智慧是谁呢?
Who is the wisdom of God?
就是耶稣基督.
It's Jesus Christ.
基督是谁呢?
Who is Jesus Christ?
就是神创造时候的工程师.
He is the architect in the creation of God.
所以我在他面前为公司.
And so when we are in front of him, we ought to worship him.
We 公司, I architect before him in his creation.
We are architects before him in his creation.
And
so I understand your philosophy. Help us to understand the wisdom of the entire cosmos. Thanks be to God. Christ laid the foundation of the earth. Christ created the heavens. Christ is the architect of all creation. Not a single created thing is without the wisdom of God. In 1973, when I was first in Washington, D.C., there's an old gentleman who brought me to the museum. A few museums. A National Science Museum,
美术馆,
a Art Museum,
科学馆,
a Science Museum,
太空博物馆,
a Astrology Museum,
飞机工程博物馆,
a Aero Museum.
我一个一个看了以后,
and after visiting all of them,
几张的图片是我一直讲不清楚的,
there are a few pictures that I saw that I cannot understand.
我远远看看不懂,
I saw it from afar,
近看也不懂,
I went closer, I couldn't
understand. 更远更不懂,
the further I go, I couldn't understand.
我后来就试试看, 要看到底是什么,
I tried to understand what it's trying to portray. It's a very complicated pattern. It doesn't look like graphic design. It does not look like abstract art. And I tried to understand from the details. When I read it, I was astonished. What are the patterns that I saw? Oh, it is the feet of a housefly magnified
300,000 times.
The feet of the fly when it's magnified 300,000 times, I see the great details
inside.
There's a place where cells join
themselves.
It is so detailed and so precise.
我才知道原来人做的衣服是很粗制滥造的。
Then I realized that the clothing we wear is just
每一个脑细胞啊,
every single cell in our brain.
比你们新加坡 telecommunication center 还更复杂。
It's more complicated than telecom center.
一个细胞,
just one cell,
就比整个这一个 telecommunication center 还更复杂。
It's already more complicated than the entire telecom center.
你自己不爱你自己,
but you do not treasure yourself.
一次喝烈酒去杀死几百万细胞。
So when you drink alcohol, you kill a lot of brain cells.
人的身体里面只有脑的细胞是不会再重复产生出来。
In our human body, only the brain cell will not regenerate itself.
下完就是死了。
And they will just die without repentance. If they take hard liquor, many of them die. Another time and more
will die.
And so when you grow older, you become more and more stupid. Because the greatest brain cell you have will die. When I see the marvelous work of creation, from afar, and from near, I keep thinking to myself, God is so great.
神这么奇妙,
God is so marvelous.
我们建筑的时候常常有一点不准就不管它算了。
When we build a building, sometimes we just take it lightly. Or when we have clothing, a little bit of mismatch, we don't care. But the creation of God is so precise and perfect.
God was in detail.
And I read an essay that tells me that God is in the details. I keep thinking about
God
that.
Was in detail.
上帝在细节里面。 And those things that we build roughly, we cannot see the work of God.
最精细的部分你看见神的脚踪。
But in the most precise and the concise things, we see the
footsteps of God. 我们很多人都会弹琴。
A lot of us can play the piano.
你会弹Chopin, 我也会弹Chopin。
You can play Chopin, so can I.
你会弹Mozart, 我也会弹Mozart。
You can play Mozart, so can I.
你会弹Beethoven, 我也会弹Beethoven。
You can play Beethoven, so can I.
但为什么人家的唱片一直卖你的,没有人要买?
But why is it that other people's album keeps selling?
一样的图吗?
Nobody wants to buy.
同样唱歌吗?
It's the same thing.
为什么人家唱 唱的歌呢,
why is it that other singers are selling like hotcakes but not you?
我们的录了送给的人也不一定要。
Sometimes we record our own song and nobody wants to listen to us. Why?
同样唱Scarlatti,
although it's the same Scarlatti.
你看见了 Rubinstein 弹的。
Rubinstein as a player.
你看见这个其他的音乐家弹的。
Compared to other musicians.
你看见了弹 Mozart的时候。
When he played Mozart.
Rubinstein 弹得比别人更好。
Rubinstein is much better than anybody else.
当你看见弹这个 Beethoven的时候。
When he plays Beethoven.
Michelangelo 弹得比他更好。
Michelangelo is better.
当你看见弹 Brahms的时候。
Well, when I come to Brahms.
你看见另外一个音乐家弹得更好。
Another pianist will be better.
提琴是如此, 钢琴是如此。
It's the same for violinists.
不同的地方在哪里？就在有一些音转弯不就的时候，那艺术怎么表达出来
？The differences are very subtle in the changing of forms.
一般，轮到你弹，叮咚，就不一样了。
It's very different when you play.
一听了就印象错了。
And once people listen to you, the
不但讨厌你，连贝多芬也讨厌。They
not only hate you, they hate Beethoven.
所以这个无形的毁谤就来了。
And so you have just libeled Beethoven.
我告诉你，神的创造才奇妙。
But the work of God is not like that.
一根头发
，A single strand of hair.
有神的智慧在里面。
Has the wisdom of God.
一粒细胞
，A small cell.
有神的智慧在里面。
Contains the wisdom of God.
手与这个身体间的那个 joint.
The joints that joins our.
那样圆滑。
And the smooth. After so many decades, wisdom of God
is
not. This is not comparable with
machines.
All the computers. Because Christ is the architect of all things. Thanks be to God. Jesus Christ is the architect. Christ is the wisdom of God. So his wisdom can be seen in all things. Not only that. We can see many things that in life we do not
understand.
All of them have the wisdom and grace of God.
感谢上帝,
thanks be to God.
德国有个哲学家叫做 Leibniz,
in Germany, there is a philosopher called
Leibniz.
This person said a very great thing about the
creation of God. This world is the best possibly created world.
他说这个世界上是所能够创造世界最好的一个。所能造的世界，没有可能有任何一个世界。
造的比现在这个世界更好。It
is not possible to create a better world than this created world.
这是最好的事情。This
is the best world.
你如果还不满意，
if you're not satisfied,
表示里面你的完全观的要求是比犯罪以后世界的表达还更大。
It means that your understanding and the desire for the perfection is greater than the sinful world that we have today.
是因为你被造成为人。
And because you're created as a man,
你才会对这个世界不满意。
And so because of that, you're dissatisfied.
你问狗问猫，世界好不好？它们说，喔喔喔，喔喔喔，好的，都是好的。
If you ask a dog or a cat, they'll all be very happy.
他们连不满意的可能性都没有。
They don't even have the possibility of dissatisfaction.
我告诉你，上帝造你也是自讨麻烦的。
And so when God created you, He's actually asking for trouble.
上帝赐你悔改的机会，因为他的普遍之恩是引导人到悔改的面前。
And God gives you the opportunity to repent because His general revelation is upon us.
Leibniz,
the philosophy of Leibniz. He was one of the three most important philosophers in
Leibniz
the age of
monadology.
He proposed monadology. And tried to explain the relationship between cosmos and God. And this person also was involved in mathematical hypothesis.
不是 calculus.
Calculus.
他跟法国的 Blaise Pascal 都是世界最先制造数学里面计算机的科学家。
He's also together with Pascal one of the most important contributors to the calculation.
Pascal 比他早。
Pascal was earlier than
him. Pascal 17岁就做了世界上第一个这个数算机。
And because at 17 he created the first calculator.
这个 Leibniz 也做了一些的数算，也做了许多许多的更正。
And Leibniz also improved on this model.
虽然如此，
although this is the case,
这个人有一天他发现，听说中国人3000年前就有微积分了。
He realized that the Chinese had the same mathematical formula 3000 years ago.
他气死的。
And he was angry.
他气什么？ 气他为什么生在德国不生在中国？
And he was angry because he was born in Germany and not China.
他一生最大的懊丧就是为什么他不是中国人？
And he was very regretful that he was not a Chinese.
为什么他不生在中国古代？
Why he was not born 3000 years ago?
跟伟大的思想家在一起。
To be together with great thinkers.
因为他爱中国爱到这个地步。
Because he loves the Chinese.
所以最后他想，他应当就做宣教士，当中国传道，就可以一生住在中国了。
And he thinks that he should be a missionary to China so he can live in China forever.
他就去报名去考试做宣教士，神学不及格，没有被送去。
And he tried to be a missionary, but he failed in his seminary, so he didn't go.
他更懊悔了,
and he was regretful.
但你这个人对神的创造,
but his understanding of the creation of
God
has a very unique and original thinking.
他说,
and he said, look at the marvelous creation of God.
单单鼻子上面小,
and the fact that our nose is small on top and big below is
really marvelous.
You'll be very ugly if you have a nose that's big on top.
谁要嫁给你?
Who wants to marry you?
谁要跟你结婚?
Who wants to be your wife?
不但如此, 因为上面小, 下面大水, 眼睛一挂就挂上去。
And so because of the shape of our nose, we can wear our glasses.
这眼睛挂上去就不会掉下来了。
And then it will not slip down.
上面小, 下面大水, 就靠得很稳了。
Because it's small on top and big below.
再加上两个耳朵, 给它勾住, 就掉不下来了。
And then with the ears, they hook on.
你说谁会设计比这个更好的鼻子的耳朵呢?
And who can design better ears or
如果上帝的设计不是这样的,
if the design of God is not like that,
那么你要看东西, 你每天拿两片眼镜,
when you try to read, you have to take
两手抓玻璃, 你还能做事情吗?
Two pieces of lenses.
他不想到这里, 已经吸引很多人了。
And so he only think about this.
我也想一大堆, 我告诉你,
I also have many similar.
刚才讲的是Leibniz,
we talk about Leibniz.
现在讲的是唐崇荣,
and now we talk about Stephen Dong.
上帝造你的时候, 美毛在眼睛上面, 不在下面。
When God created you, your eyebrows are on top.
如果美毛在下面,
if your eyebrows are below,
每次下雨, 你的两个眼睛就水灾了。
When it rains, your eyes will be flooded.
但是美毛在上面的话,
but your eyebrows are on top.
雨下来的时候, 眉毛就挡住它, 下面钻下去就流下去, 所以这是最好保护眼睛的办法。
So when it rains, the rain will just flow away and protect the eyebrow.
神的创造太奇妙。
So the creation of God is marvelous.
一个无神论的人, 到底心里发生什么事情, 我不知道, 至少他有部分神经有病。
A person with atheist, I really do not know what they are thinking about in their heart.
神造人的时候,
when God created man,
给你 多样可口的味道可以吃的东西,
he gave us many marvelous and delicious things to eat.
你吃了做什么呢?
And after that,
什么都不管, 你就去睡觉,
after that you just go and sleep.
你吃的东西, 蓝色的, 黄色的, 红色的, 全部在里面,
it doesn't matter what kind of color of the food you eat.
那以后呢, 它就变成头发黑色的,
it will be digested and become your black hair,
牙齿白色的,
and white teeth.
不是你配方的,
you are not the one who mixed it.
不是你好好安排的,
it's not, you are not the one who
昨天吃了很多白的, 今天不能吃太多,
and maybe you think yesterday you eat a lot of white stuff, so today
I'll change color. 今天吃了很多绿色的, 明天不能吃菜,
and today I eat a lot of green stuff, tomorrow I'll
eat a lot of green stuff. In case
I become green in my face,
你根本不管它,
but we don't care.
你就吃了以后, 你就去睡觉,
we just eat anything we want to
sleep. 你睡觉的时候, 里面就在里面帮忙安排了,
but when you are sleeping, the arrangement has been
inside.
There is a body of wisdom,
智慧的工程师创,
and there is a architect of wisdom,
这个东西,
and part of what you eat become your hair,
一部分变成眉毛生出来,
and part of it become your eyebrow.
是谁定头发可以长, 眉毛不能长,
and who picked this understanding that the hair should be long and the eyebrow not long?
是进化的祖宗吗?
Is this from evolution?
是达尔文的理论吗?
Did this come from Charles Darwin?
不是,
no,
是神智慧工程师的创造.
It is the creation of the architect of wisdom.
如果这个事情反过来就麻烦了,
if it is the other way around, we'll be in
trouble. 突然间从2000年1月1日,
from the year 2000, January the 1st,
你的头发只长到像眉毛就结束了,
if suddenly your hair will just stop growing,
那么这些女孩子要梳头就不必买梳子,
it is difficult for the ladies to comb
their hair, 她的二手泼泼就可以了,
if it is your fingers.
糟糕的头发很短, 但眉毛越来越长,
but what will happen if your eyebrow keep growing like your hair?
如果你的头发很短, 像眉毛,
if your hair is as short as your eyebrow,
如果你的眉毛很长, 像头发,
well, your eyebrow is as long as your hair,
越来越长,
it gets growing longer.
每天你要看人都要拉一把,
you will look at other people,
拉一把, 那你就辛苦死了,
then you will be terrible.
那你的脸不像人, 也不知道像什么,
and you will know what you look like.
所以我告诉你,
so let me tell you this,
基督是创造的工程师,
Christ is the architect,
基督是神宇宙中间的智慧,
Christ is the wisdom in
the universe. 神论到此的说,
when God Father,
地的根基是你立的,
you lay the foundations of
your hands, 天也是你手所造,
the heavens are the work of your hands,
但是天地都要毁去,
they will perish,
唯独你的年数, 没有穷尽,
but you will remain,
天地都要毁灭,
all heaven and earth will perish,
唯你永远长存,
only you will be forever.
这样今天我们要结束基督论的认识的时候,
when we try to end our Christology,
我们看见基督, 宇宙万物不同的地方在哪里?
We see the difference between Christ and all created beings.
宇宙是被造物,
the universe is created.
基督是创造主,
Or else Christ is the creator.
이종이면 인상도 쓰지 이종견 처음 만든 지혜.
All created beings has wisdom in them.
但基督就是那智慧的生命的本体.
But Christ is wisdom himself.
被造的宇宙蕴藏的智慧常常对我们说话。
All created beings speak to us with their wisdom.
我们每次看见被造的，我们就想起神的智慧。
Every time we look at the created world, we think about the wisdom of God.
基督对我们讲的话，在这启示着主动的自我宣称。
But when Christ speaks to us, He is the revealer Himself, revealing wisdom to us.
感谢上,
thanks be to God.
我现在问你,
Let me ask you this.
你所持定的是什么？
What is it that you hold on to in your life?
你持定被造呢？
Do you hold on to what that which is created? Or are you grabbing hold of the creator?
你持定暂时的?
And you are maintaining the temporal.
或者你是持定的永恒的?
Or you're holding on to the eternal.
你是持定物质的?
Are you holding on to material?
或者你持定超物质的主宰?
Or are you holding to the Lord of material world?
主啊,
oh Lord,
你的年代没有穷尽,
your years will never end.
主啊,
oh Lord,
你是永永远远,
you remain the same forever.
你要把天地如同旧衣服把它卷起来一样,
you will roll up heaven and earth like a garment.
天地都要回去,
because heaven and earth will go away.
你是永远长存的上帝,
only you remain forever.
感谢上帝,
thanks be to God.
愿主帮助我们,
may the Lord help us,
给我们不但享受受造界的喜乐,
so that not only will we have the joy of the created world,
不但认知受造界隐藏的智慧,
not only will we understand the wisdom in the created world,
更回到了永恒创造万有 智慧的永存者,
we must return to the wisdom that created heaven and earth from the beginning.
感谢上帝,
thanks be to God.
愿主的恩主的爱充满我们,
may the grace and the love of the Lord be with us.
愿主的道光照我们,
may His word enlighten us.
好做我们这一生,
so that our lives
不是以能毁灭的物质一同灭亡,
will not be destroyed with the temporal world,
乃是以创造的智慧永远长存,
but we will live together forever with the Creator.
我们遵行神的旨意,
we want to follow His word.
这件事被了解在最高峰的时候,
when you understand this to the highest level,
使徒约翰讲一句话,
the Apostle John says,
世界和其上的情欲 都要过去,
this world and its desires will pass away,
唯独遵行上帝旨意的是永远长存,
but they who do the will of God will live forever.
亲爱的弟兄姊,
dear brothers and sisters,
这世界是要灭亡,
this world will be destroyed,
这世界是过去,
this world will pass away,
这世界是动摇,
this world will shake.
有一次我的飞机经过三班11个钟头,
once I flew over San Francisco for an hour,
我看到一张很旧的报纸在那里卖, 我奇怪, 已经六七十年了,
I saw a very old piece of newspaper about 60, 70 years ago. But it looks very new.
所以我知道这个是copy,
so I knew that it was a copy.
就把六七十年前很重要的一件事情再印出来卖。
It was a copy of something that happened 60, 70 years ago.
因为我对历史有兴趣,
because I was interested in history.
所以我就把那一份报纸买了,
so I bought that paper.
买一个很旧的新闻,
I bought a very old piece of news.
就是几十年前旧金山大地震的报道。
It was a report. It was a report on the great earthquake.
买了以后呢,
after I bought the paper,
过不久真的旧金山再来一次大地震,
after a while there was a real earthquake.
不是旧事重提,
it was not an old happening.
是旧难重新再被人经历,
but it was an old disaster being happening again.
这一次很不一样,
but this time it was different.
就公路倒下来,
and some highway collapsed.
我的汽车被压扁,
and some cars were trapped.
有整个路裂开来,
and some roads were open.
有货货地被吞下,
and many people fell into it.
最糟糕的是什么?
But the worst part,
有一区的房子倒下来了,
there were many buildings that collapsed.
震动最厉害的, 就 San Marino地区,
and San Marino is the center.
San Marino是什么地区?
Where is San Marino?
全旧金山最有钱的人住的地方,
it's the place where the richest people stay in San Francisco.
当我把旧的地震的报纸,
when I look at the old newspaper and compare with the new paper, I was reminded of the word of God.
世界是要毁灭的,
this world will pass away.
这世界是会过去,
this world will go.
物质的世界是暂时,
the material world is temporal.
唯独遵行上帝旨意的人是永远长存,
only they who do the will of God will live forever.
世界上最好居住, 空气最好的地方就是南部California.
South California is the best place for people to live.
但是 South California 是全世界地质里面最不稳定的地带,
but South California is also geographically the most unstable in the world.
地震有时向左向右向前向后向上向下弄到你不知道到底在哪里,
sometimes the earthquake is lateral, sometimes it's vertical.
可怕的不得了,
and it's very frightening.
有多少有钱人在加州建最大的房子最贵的房子 但如果神要它荒废，一秒钟内就没有了。
There are many rich people who build the greatest household there, but if God wants to destroy it, within a second it will be done.
这世界有什么可靠的？
What is reliable in this world?
这世界有什么永恒的？
What is eternal in this world?
我很喜欢古董瓷器。
I like antiques.
我用不多钱买了一个1700年的瓷器。
I spent some money and got a antique that's 1700 years old.
1700是第三世纪的。
It is from the 3rd century.
初出的。
It is very rough.
有时候我看看的时候,
and I look at the antique,
我会自己想说, 它比我老这么多,
I keep thinking to myself, it's so much older than I am.
那我60年算什么呢?
I'm only 60 years old.
等我死了, 这个人, 这个瓷器还可能在几百年的,
after I die, this ceramic will last for
或者我想,
a long time.
我家里每个椅子都可能比我更长命的,
but I know that all the chairs in my house will outlast me.
那么人在世界到底不过几十年,
so we only hear of several decades.
到底我们活着的意思是什么?
What is the meaning of our existence?
一个人活在世界上,
so when we live on this
如果没有遵循神的旨意，
if we do not follow the will of God,
就以历史一同淘汰，
we will be obsolete by history.
这是何等可怜的事情。
This is a pathetic thing.
我们在暂时的世界中间，
we are in the temporal world.
我们吃定永恒者，
but we must hold on to the eternal.
我们在变幻的时代中间，
in this changing world,
抓住不变者，
we must grab hold of that.
我们在那毁灭的世界里面，
in this world that is going to be destroyed,
我们盼望永远给我们永生的主。
We must look forward to the Lord who will give us eternal life.
这才真正以智慧的源头结合在一起。
Then we truly will be one with the source of wisdom.
请问你肯不肯？
Are you willing?
求主帮助。
May the Lord help us all.
给我们做一个有永恒盼望的人。
So that we will be a person with eternal hope.
给我们做一个与基督永远一同存在的人。
So that we will be a person who will be forever with Jesus Christ.
做存到永恒价值的事工。
So that in the world we will do things that have eternal value.
神的旨意，神的计划里面有份， 直到永远。
We will partake in the will and of God until all eternity.
请问你肯吗？
Are you willing?
你肯吗？
Are you willing?
你不是回答我。
You don't answer me.
你回答我们的主。
You answer our Lord.
我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.